From Portland, Oregon, this is the Jewish Review Podcast. I'm Rock and Roll. Coming up this episode, Mindy Zeitzer has been chair of the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland's Board of Directors for 3 years now. And what a 3 years it's been. As her tenure comes to a close in the coming weeks, I invited her on to chat about how much goes into being the volunteer chair of a community organization, the advice she'd go back and give herself when she took on this role, and a glimpse into the future of Jewish life in Portland. We'll get into all of that, as well as how her experiences in her quote-unquote day job, nursing education, have impacted her outlook on Judaism. Stay with us. The Jewish Review Podcast is brought to you by the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland, presenting their 105th annual meeting Thursday, June 12th at 4:30 p.m. at Congregation Neve Shalom in Portland. To learn more and register to attend, visit jewishportland.org/annual25. Now let's hear from the board chair, Mindy Zeitzer. Mindy Zeitzer, welcome to the Jewish Review Podcast.
Well, thank you.
So tell me about your Jewish journey.
Oh, my Jewish journey. I mean, it could be really long or it could be really short. So I guess I'll say that growing up, I was very resentful of my Judaism, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably hard to believe. My parents are probably shocked to see me where I am, but I resisted it tooth and nail. That was the kind of kid I was. I basically resisted anything my parents brought to me. But as I entered high school and I got more and more involved in BBYO and things like that, it kind of opened up for me. I was on the regional board in BBYO. When I moved on to college, I was involved in Hillel. And then we moved to Philadelphia, and we had this amazing community in the center city of Philadelphia. And we really, Mark and I, Matt's my husband, just really started to see our lives fulfilled by various Jewish traditions and the Jewish community around us. And I think from then on, we just really have sunk our teeth into community and Judaism. And it definitely is a value within our home and something that we instill in our boys and hope that they carry forward also.
Funny how that turns out, where the things that you try and rebel against from your parents, you end up becoming a little bit.
Right. They just kind of like come back and smack you in the face.
I'm starting to experience that myself bit by bit. So how did you get involved with Federation here in Portland?
We moved to Portland in 2008. And similar to when we moved to Philadelphia, we started to look for our Jewish community and, you know, did some shul shopping, as they call it. And we met these really great people, Josh and Cheryl Stein. Josh used to work for Federation, and Cheryl was involved with the Women's Philanthropy Committee. And she kind of roped me in and started pulling me towards that. And I got really involved with that. And from there, just kind of sat on various committees and was on allocations committee for several years, and then was on the board. And Mark and I were campaign co-chairs, and just sort of, again, just sunk our teeth into Federation and giving back to the community. And we really felt like, you know, if we don't do it, who will? So here we are.
Well, you certainly have done it. And people might not know that there's a lot of doing to it. Being the volunteer chair of a board of directors for a nonprofit is a big job. What does that job look like for you?
I'll say, first of all, it looks like having a really great partnership with the CEO, Mark Blattner. So big kudos and credit to him, who's really great at building relationships. So, you know, there's a lot of partnership with him, partnership with the board. And I guess the ins and outs are, well, more than the ins and outs, it's representing the organization, right? And helping to spread the word about all of the great work that Federation does and representing them within and outside of the community. But then it's also, you know, leading the board and making sure that we're, as a board, making good decisions on behalf of the community. Our board is really made up of a diverse group of people across our Jewish community, from different age groups to different observances of Judaism, different levels of involvement. And so making sure that we're looking out for the needs of the community as a whole.
I don't think the the diversity of our board of directors gets talked about enough, frankly, because it is a really impressive cross-section of Jewish life here in Portland.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's a good point that it doesn't get talked about a lot. But, you know, when we are looking at filling spots on the board, it's something that we do very diligently. You know, we look at what are the demographics of our board members, and is everything, like I said, from, you know, do you belong to a synagogue or don't you belong to a synagogue? Because both of those points of view are important. Are you actively involved? Are you not actively involved? The different age groups, even professions, right? There are different backgrounds, educational backgrounds, and, you know, having somebody with a medical background is important. Having somebody with a finance background is important. And somebody without any of those backgrounds, someone that just might be, you know, mom or dad filling those roles. Those are all really important voices in our community. Oh, and also location, you know, east side, west side, that's a big one, especially that came out during the community study.
Yeah.
Making sure that we're paying attention to the east side.
So that is a lot. I mean, I said it was a lot, but when you describe it, that's a lot. What motivated you to want to take that all on?
I don't know. I've never been one of those people that aspire to, you know, oh, that's the position I want to be. That's just never been me. Mm-hmm. For me, it's always about, you know what, this is a need that needs to be filled, and I'm happy and willing to fill it if my skill set allows me to do that. And, you know, this was an opportunity that came along, and it was the right time for me in my life. And it's an incredible honor to help lead the Federation, lead the community, and really proud that I've been able to do that. I'm also really proud to pass the torch. I look at myself and I think, you know what, I'm a blip. And I was a 3-year blip, not a blip, like didn't matter, right? But like, I'm just one dot amongst many dots. And it's the many dots that really make up the whole of our Jewish community. And when I look at Jewish lay leadership, it's something that is very important to me because I think, like I said before, if we don't do it, who will, right? We have to lead ourselves forward. We have to lead ourselves into the place where we want it to be in order to be successful and to have great things in years to come. So I think that's kind of what motivated me to say yes, is that it's an honor to help lead our community forward.
Well, we appreciate you taking on that honor. So in your 3 years of leading this community, what's the biggest change you've seen in Jewish life in Portland in the last 3 years?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's really impacted our community in the past 3 years was, unfortunately, October 7th. Right? That's probably the answer you were expecting. And it's true. You know, it's had such an impactful weight on our community in many ways. And, you know, it's had a tremendous amount of negative, but it's had some positive, too. I think in many regards, it's pulled our community together. Some people might say it's torn our community apart. Like there's very diverse thoughts and opinions, especially about Israel at the moment. But, you know, in many regards, it's pulled people towards their Jewish identity that didn't really feel close to their identity before. Since October 7th, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of weight that we've had to address within the Jewish community, you know, the uptick of anti-Semitism, especially in the schools, you know, university level and high school level and grade school level has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. And huge thanks to, you know, the professional team at Federation, especially Bob and Rachel and the JCRC that just really tackle these issues, every single one head on to help educate the community outside of the Jewish community, right? Where to educate the schools and the educators and the school board. So I think that's had a tremendous impact. And gosh, that's a bummer. It sounds like it's a real downer, right? Like, oh, what a term she's had. But before that, we were really also focused on the community study, which was tremendous and gave us incredible information about who we are as a people. And from that, we have new programs and new staff and are launching things in a bigger, broader way to try to reach more of those people that we weren't reaching before. So I think that's been really impactful as well.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned October 7th. Naturally, it's the big change that's affected Jewish life everywhere. But the way history worked out is that it sort of that catastrophe ended up plopping itself almost smack in the middle of your board chair tenure. There's like a year and a half before, and then there's been almost a year and a half now after.
It's true. Although it feels like the year and a half after feels like 3 years.
that's certainly fair. So looking ahead, what do you think will be the biggest change in Jewish life in Portland in the next 3 years?
I mean, I could say what I hope it will be, and I hope it's that we continue to grow together as opposed to grow apart, because I still feel like we're in this stage where the difficulty of the ongoing situation in Israel and the Middle East still has real potential to tear us apart. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it goes in the opposite direction. So I'm going to say that in the next 3 years, this community is going to pull together even more, and they're going to have more connection to Judaism and to each other and to Israel, the belief in Israel, whether you believe in its government or not. I'm going to put that on the side, but the belief in the state of Israel.
I'm certainly here for manifesting.
Yes, that's what I'm doing, manifesting.
When you say growing together, what does that look like? In your most hopeful, wildest imagination of what could happen?
You know, what I envision is going to a community event, a fun community event, and having there be 1,000 people, right? Like if I think about a Yom HaSmut festival, right? Let's just say, right? It's a fun get together. I understand that that's about Israel and that could be divisive. But, you know, an event, a fun event like that, and having just this immense community to surround yourself with. And people that want to be there and are having fun and feel connected to each other and to their Judaism. That's what I see. That's what I hope for. And that's people are, on top of that, connecting to Judaism in their own ways and being fulfilled by that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's something we can all hope for, certainly.
Right.
So in these 3 years, what are you most proud of that you've accomplished or that the Federation has accomplished in your tenure as board chair, which of course you get credit for because you're chair of the board?
You know, I give all the credit to the professional team. I mean, they're the ones that are in the trenches every day doing the work. I feel like I take very little credit for any of that. I'm just proud to be part of it and have my name on it. But the work is really done by the incredible professional team. But I think some of the things I'm most proud of are maybe things that I talked about already. I mean, the implementation of what we found from the community study. And I think that gets leaked out a little bit, but it's probably not leaked out big enough, right? All of the new positions that have started. So we have Yosef Rosen, who's really focusing on Jewish education in our community. And he's created and developed all of these different outlets for people to just jump in and learn, whether it's small and about a holiday or whether it's big and ongoing, and whether you identify as Jewish or Jew-ish, or whether you have a partner who's Jewish, but you yourself are not, right? So there's so many different avenues. We have Merit, the new volunteer position that's really helping us integrate. So there's just a lot that's been, I don't want to just read off the bio. But I think that's something that I'm proud that the Federation has done and implemented. And from the beginning, you know, like we said we were going to do it and we did it. And there it is, right? The evidence is there. The proof is in the pudding. And we'll reevaluate it and see how it goes. And we'll make tweaks and shifts and move from there. And I also think I'm really proud of the advocacy around anti-Semitism. I think that has really impacted our community and families and things like that. And I'm in awe, honestly, of the work that, you know, Rachel and Bob and JCRC are doing every day to tackle it and battle it, and not just the things that are currently happening, but also looking forward to try to prevent it. It's astounding to me. And I think that those are big things that I'm proud that have happened within my term.
Well, it tends to be astounding to me too, and I cover it. So that's not just you there. So if anybody wanted to read those bios of my colleagues, of our professional staff and all the work they're doing, that's of course available online at jewishportland.org, but we can move on a little bit.
Okay.
What's some advice maybe that you would go back and give yourself coming into this role 3 years ago?
I think I would tell myself to be more confident in what I know, but didn't think that I knew. I think coming into the role, I spent a fair amount of time trying to feel things out and figure out the role and what should I do and shouldn't I do and where do I stand with all of this. And I think on the back end, I would tell myself, stop second guessing yourself and jump in because it's fine.
Learning as you go is a valid strategy.
Exactly. Yep.
So I want to go back for a moment a little bit and dig a little further into the community study and what we found and what you found in it that was maybe surprising, maybe really gratifying, maybe confirmed what you knew already. When we went through that executive report, you know, in 2023, and it was all news to me because I had just signed on here, what were the things that stood out to you as someone who's really deeply integrated into this community?
I think one of the biggest things that stood out to me was how uncomfortable people felt with their Jewish knowledge. There was a piece of me that was like really sad because we haven't done a good job. We as a collective, mm-hmm. right? That there are so many people that felt uncomfortable walking into Jewish spaces because they don't know what it is they're supposed to be doing, right? And maybe I'll rewind a little bit. Like I remember being a child and going to some of our friends' homes who were Orthodox, and I did not grow up Orthodox. And I remember being fearful that I was going to do something wrong, right? That I was going to, like when we would go on Shabbat, I was going to turn a light on or turn a light off when I wasn't supposed, like I was just very fearful about doing something that I wasn't supposed to be doing, right? And so I understood that discomfort and I felt sad that there were so many people in our community that feel that or feel like they don't have the tools or the education or the terminology to be able to interact in those spaces. And that's preventing people from going into those spaces. So I think that was the biggest, oh, wow, we need to do a better job at that. And I think that Yosef is helping to tackle that in a large degree. And I also think that, you know, where Jewish day schools play a huge role, you know, because when the kids go to the Jewish day schools, they bring all that home to their families, even if their families weren't day school attendees or things like that. So I think that was probably one of the biggest eye-opening things for me. And also, I feel like that's doable. We can do that. We can figure that out.
That's interesting that you point out that day school isn't just an education for the kids that are going to day school.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. You know, like you think about the kid, even in preschool, you know, like the kid goes to preschool and they celebrate Shabbat, right? And then they go home and the kid's like, what are we doing for Shabbat? Or are we going to have challah? Are we going to light candles? And so the kids learn what they learn in school, but then they bring it home. And it starts new Jewish traditions in those homes where maybe they wouldn't have been there before. Or the kids come home and like, ooh, I learned about the Parsha this week, right? And this is what it says. Or I learned about Tu B'Shvat. So the kids are bringing that home and educating the family. So sending a kid to a Jewish day school is more than just sending that kid to Jewish day school.
I mean, also, if you give a kid challah, they're going to want more challah. It's just the nature of things.
Right? I mean, who doesn't love challah?
I'm now suddenly very thankful we're recording this on a Friday afternoon.
That's right. I have my challah downstairs rising at the moment.
Excellent. The but it's interesting to me that this difficulty, this perceived difficulty with Jewish knowledge is something that you really identify and empathize with, given what you mentioned about your own background as sort of rebelling against your Judaism when you were a kid.
Yeah, it's all very ironic to me, right? Like, here I was rebelling out against it. I didn't want to do it. And then there were times when I was really like fearful that I was going to mess it up, right? Mm-hmm. And then here I am, chair of the board of the Jewish Federation. Who would have thought?
That's the way things go, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in addition to being the chair of the board, you have a outside career and you worked in nursing for a long time. And I want to take this opportunity, now that I once again have a medical professional on this podcast, to ask a question that I asked the last time I had a medical professional on here. How has your experience and your work in nursing, in the medical field, affected or influenced your outlook on Judaism and your personal relationship with it?
You know, so much about nursing that I take away is that connection, human connection, is so important. In nursing education, we use these things, they're called nursing diagnoses, which aren't actually used in the real world of healthcare, but we use them a lot in education. And one of the big nursing diagnoses is social isolation. And, you know, what we see time and time again is people who experience social isolation have incredible declines in health, like physical health. I think that what Judaism offers in so many ways is connection. And it gives us the tools and strategies to be able to connect. And that connection helps with mental health. It helps with physical health, just connection in general. And I think that it is one of the big things that I really love and appreciate about Judaism, because Judaism isn't about the individual person. It's about the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. In so many ways, even like when you pray, right? Like, you're not supposed to pray unless you have, or like a minion, right? There's only certain things that you can do where you have to have at least 10 people, you know? And there's just such a focus on surrounding yourself with people. And it's like someone new that's important. And so I think that has helped connect me to Judaism, but also to my Jewish involvement in the community.
So when you say that you want to see like 1,000 people show up to a Jewish community event, that's not just the Jewish communal leader in you, that's the healthcare professional in you as well.
Yes.
I love that. All right. So it's 3 years since you took over as board chair. What's next?
That's a great question. I feel like there's this void. I'm like, how do I fill that void? And I would like to say that, you know what, the next year is going to be really busy for me. But I feel like this year was the busy year for me. I've got a kid graduating from high school. Bam, bam, bam. I don't know. I might take a pause and just breathe for a little bit. But I know that pause isn't going to be very long, because that's just not who I am. So I'm sure that, you know, I'm going to help our incoming chair, Leslie Beard, acclimate to the role. I'm excited to help her do that in whatever way she needs me. And I don't know yet. I haven't thought that far in advance. It's a good question, but I'm not going anywhere. You can't get rid of me that easily.
Fair enough. Well, considering all of the work that you've taken on, as we've discussed in this episode, you've certainly earned the right to pause and reflect a little bit before whatever comes next. We look forward to continuing to see you around. Mazel tov on 3 wonderful years. Mindy Zeitzer, thank you so much for joining us on the Jewish Review Podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. This was great.
That's all for this episode of the Jewish Review Podcast. A massive thank you to Mindy Zeitzer for taking the time to chat with me and for her 3 years of leadership as our board chair, leadership that has helped make this podcast possible. You can come share your thanks along with me and so many others, as well as elect and welcome board chair nominee Leslie Beard, at the Federation's 105th annual meeting, Thursday, June 12th. Find details and register online at jewishportland.org/annual25. If you like this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice to help others find our show. Click subscribe to get our latest episode every 2 weeks, and tell a friend. If you really want to show your support, your gift to the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland's annual campaign for community needs makes this podcast, our community newspaper, and so much of the work we cover possible. Learn more and make your contribution today at jewishportland.org/give. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please reach out by email, to editor@jewishportland.org. Don't forget, you can get the latest news from Portland's Jewish community by subscribing to the Jewish Review for free online at jewishportland.org/Jewish Review. The Jewish Review podcast is a production of the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. Our associate editor is Karone Blau Rothstein. Assistant editor is Rachel Nelson. Special thanks to Daniel Berger. Our theme music is by Isaac Joel. I'm Rockney Roll. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, all the best.